Welcome back. This is Chad Hartman Show. He's not here. He's probably out, I don't know, saving baby rabbits from crazy lawnmowers. Maybe reseeding ponds with fresh fish. He's always got some kind of good reason to be gone.
No, it's golf.
Oh.
Right. Might be seeding some ponds with a couple of Titleist Pro V1s. I don't know.
A little... Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not much of a golfer. You don't ever have to worry about that. I will be here every day because I can't golf. You know what I can do? I can miss a lot and curse an awful lot.
That's half the game.
I've been asked not to ever appear at a golf function again.
Oh. Yeah. Very nice.
They don't even trust me to drive just the golf cart around.
Well, that can be a dangerous activity.
Yeah. Especially when I just keep speeding over to the beer tent. Is that wrong? Yeah.
I'm fine. I'll get you to the tee box.
Don't worry about me, pal.
Avid endorsement, Dave Schrader, right?
Yeah, that's right. A very avid endorsement. So posts about raw dogging, we've been teasing this for 2 hours.
Oh, goody.
It's about time we start getting into the raw of the raw dogging. They've gone steadily over the last year. Now, raw dogging in this, it means something a lot different than what I grew up knowing raw dogging to be.
Yes, it's not Urban Dictionary material?
No, although I do think it's cute that on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line, one of our listeners provided this bit of information. Dogs need to be boiled or grilled, never raw. That's good information.
Yeah, it seems very good.
Yeah. Did you used to eat a lot of cold hot dogs?
No. Don't tell me.
What? I may have eaten one today. You don't know. But I find out now there's a lot of parasites in raw hot dogs.
Mm.
So you want to cook them.
That helps.
News to me. As a child, I just liked the cold hot dog.
Oh.
And the hot dog.
Oh,
you know
goodness,
what I didn't like?
Gracious.
My dad would burn them. So they were like charred on the outside.
Yeah.
Ugh. Dry in the middle. It's like biting into a tumbleweed.
Yeah. We had this discussion a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
To me, grilling a hot dog is like making scrambled eggs on the stove. If you're waiting until you think it looks good, you've waited too long.
Oh, really?
Because they're going to keep cooking, and especially the hot dogs, they're going to shrivel up.
You know what I've done? You know what I've taken to doing? Is I boil up some brats in a little beer, maybe a cup of water, boil them up real good. Then I put a little olive oil in a pan.
Okay.
And then I brown them in the olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
Game changer, buddy.
Instead of on the grill?
Instead of on the grill, the olive oil creates an amazing flavor with the bratwurst. I don't like to brag about my culinary ability, but I was brought up on a very famous chef you might recognize, Boyardee.
Yes.
Yeah. So I kind of know what I'm talking about when it comes to cooking.
Well, I mean, I'm not familiar with olive oil, so you'll have to enlighten me more.
Oh, you got to get good olive oil, though, not that junky stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really good. Should I whip some up sometime, bring them in for you? You can tell me which one is olive oil encrusted and which one is not.
I would love to play
that
game.
My God, they're good. I love a good bratwurst. But that has neither here nor there to do with the story I'm about to share.
Zero to do with
it. Oh, did you see that? It was almost musical. That was Dave Harrigan-like in the way
da,
I said
da,
that.
Da, da.
Yeah. Increasing numbers of young men.
Of course it's
get any better.
Of course it's
men. And it's mostly athletic-looking young men. Come on. Who wrote this article? Are posting videos of themselves on board staring at the in-flight map or the safety instruction cards vowing to use the power of the mind to get through them. However, if they're using their phone to document that they're not using their phone, it seems counterproductive.
I guess somebody else is using the phone, technically, perhaps. But if you're not supposed to be even reading, if you're looking at the safety instruction card...
I'm sorry. I got to go back to the talk and text line. Uh-oh. Stylesfinancial.com talk and text line. That is the most disgusting thing I've ever heard. Why are you frying things? Why are you frying things in your house like a prison inmate?
Oh, wow.
Is that not allowed?
I think it's very allowed.
Prison inmates are allowed to fry things up? That seems like an oil-splattered mess of like gang violence that'll happen.
I mean, yeah, I saw Goodfellas. They were making full Italian meals in prison.
Yeah, you need the good gravy.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good chefs, Boyardee included, that would say, you know what? Grilling, It's for the birds.
It's a for it should the
be
birds.
Done, it should be done indoors in a frying pan.
However, if you take the Chef Boyardee spaghetti and meatballs, put them in an aluminum foil pan, and then barbecue them, you're welcome.
I hate that you know that.
You're welcome, America. I'm going to take the good neighbor and just keep spreading the good news. That's where it's going. I love that he's calling me a prison inmate. What are you, a prison? You're frying stuff up at home like a prison inmate? There's a lot of good chefs fry stuff, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Or they brown it
mm-hmm.
or reduce it. I don't know. If you watch that show, The Bear.
I've not seen The Bear.
It's an amazing TV series.
Yes.
Great. It's amazing that there's so little dialogue. And then when there is, it's all at once. And many people are saying it over each other. And it is a show that causes me unbelievable anxiety to watch. But I love it. It's so well acted, so well done. And it's about these guys in Chicago that are trying to start up a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Check it out. FX. Hulu. I am not, let me just say, I'm not being paid by Chef Boyardee or the good folks at Hulu or FX to mention that show either.
Or bears.
That's true. So increasing numbers of young men. Mostly athletic-looking young men are posting videos of themselves on board planes staring at the in-flight map or the safety instruction card, vowing to use the power of the mind to get them through. They make this sound like being on a plane is just a traumatic experience. I used to look forward to it as a child.
I didn't
have tablets, and most of the planes didn't have movies. So what is this? I'm going to power through this. Power of the mind, Dave Harrigan.
Well, as a kid, I mean, you didn't have those things, but what you did get was a nice copious amount of secondhand smoke, which perhaps you couldn't get in normal, normal daily life.
You can't get it anywhere anymore.
Yeah, it's a shame.
Like, I got time to get up out of the bar, walk 20 feet away from the bar outside to be able to breathe other people's breath and smoke.
Nobody's got time for that.
No. As for the term raw dog, and Dave, I know you've been wondering about this. It might have carnal origins. I don't know if you knew about that aspect of it, but increasingly it's used for anything being done without protection or support. It still sounds carnal.
Yes, it does.
You say it that way.
Very much.
For these men, though, the appeal seems to be the opportunity to prove their resilience and self-control. Jeez, are these guys won a lot of like participant ribbons in grade school, didn't they?
Perhaps they didn't even get those, and that's why they're
this
upset.
Is what they're trying to do. Everybody gets a participation ribbon. If they didn't, I want you to stop by Dave Harrigan's. It's 123 Post Road in New Egan Elm, Minnesota. And just tell him you want your participation ribbons. I've signed a bunch. He's got them there waiting for you.
We've got boxes.
Yeah. Some medical experts warn of the significant health risks, though, of taking long flights without food, water, or moving around. Do you get up on flights much?
Only if I have to use the restroom.
Every hour I get up. I stretch a little bit. I walk up and down the aisle. I bump people with my broad shoulders as much as possible.
It during the drink service.
Oh, I love that.
On
Actually,
purpose.
I'm a big guy. I'm a big fella. And I can walk down that aisle like a ballerina without touching anybody. And the smallest of people can't not bump into me when I'm sitting there.
Yeah.
I don't understand the math. The physics seems off to me.
Well, you're very nimble. You might be big, but you're like an offensive lineman, man. You've got quick feet, I'm sure.
No.
You can twirl down the aisle.
I can't. I just sprint and I do those big leaping ballet moves to get down the aisle. Not at all. But these idiots, according to Dr. Gil Jenkins, just let me go on and say, these idiots, this isn't live, right? We can edit this out later.
Yeah, we'll change that.
They're idiots, says Dr. Gil Jenkins, a GP who also works as a medical escort in an air ambulance. A digital detox might do you some good, but all the rest of it is against medical advice. The whole thing about the risk of long-haul flying is that you're at risk of dehydration and deep vein thrombosis.
I don't want that.
No, neither one of them, really. You got to drink a lot. I drink a lot of water, but I don't drink the ice. Don't take ice. I've read bad things on social media about ice.
Well, so it's got to be true.
Yeah.
Dirty ice?
Yeah, dirty ice. According to a lot of airplane attendants, they recommend you don't get the ice. Just drink the bottled water.
Maybe
right
they don't clean the trays well enough that the ice sits in.
Maybe. I don't know. But yeah, so these guys are making a big deal about flying. Are we really looking for, like, the whole idea of social media is the dopamine kick, right? The adrenaline of seeing people like your posts and following you, and there's this, we're always chasing the dopamine dragon. Are we so far along now that we, like, to feel something, we have to create. I'm raw dogging it. What are you doing? Raw, dude, that's just not safe. I got to do it, Dave Harrigan. I need to feel like a man again. And if that means sitting in a plane for 6 to 7 hours without doing anything, I'm in. They don't even allow themselves to nap, Dave Harrigan. That's the country we're a part of. Are you proud of you and your generation?
You know, I'm going to say this.
I wish you would.
And this might cause a stir.
We can only hope.
I think some of these influencers, they're probably lying to you.
What?
Yeah. I'm saying they are not.
They're not
going the whole. I don't even want to say the term. They are not going the whole flight without those things.
Really?
I think they're getting a little attention. Hey, buddy, I'm going to claim that I'm going to do this. I'm going to claim there are no videos being watched, drinks and food being consumed, books being read, such and such.
And then who's going to fall from grace first when somebody on the plane videotapes you not raw dog? And then posted. Dave Harrigan claimed to have gone 11 hours raw dog in this airplane, and I have video footage of him reading.
That could be the next. That could be the next shoot
to
drop.
Gin and juice, and
but,
then yeah.
I mean, for this to have become a thing, maybe it's not the stupidest internet viral social media sensation,
right?
But it is the lamest.
It's pretty lame. But I need to feel a sense of accomplishment, and there's nothing else to do on a plane. What can I do to really challenge myself?
Yes, we've officially run out of things to do on the internet. So now
I'm going to do nothing. I hope people detox from it. Have you ever done that where like you've just been away from your phone for an entire day and then you realize, I didn't need my phone. I made it a day without my phone.
I've not intentionally done it probably. Huh. But certainly I was on vacation a couple weeks ago. It was back of mind for almost the entire week, and it was lovely. It was absolutely lovely. And what I did years ago after seeing The Social Dilemma, the documentary on Netflix,
right?
Within 2 minutes after watching that, going through all the apps and turning off notifications was an absolute game changer for me.
It is. Yeah.
And you talk about going back to last hour, phones in schools and what a robust social network a 16-year-old has probably compared to myself at 40 and you.
Yeah. And wait a minute. I don't like the intonation you put on. And you?
My intonation was that you're really old, Dave.
Oh, all right. I was
but also that, the amount of communication that a teenager does.
Right.
On their phones, whether it be first, text, Snapchat, whatever, social media, and having all the apps that they get alerts from. No wonder it's addictive.
Yeah.
Because you got the phone in your pocket going ding, 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 all day long.
I go to my kid's school, have lunch with him, a little pop-in surprise, bring him a little McDonald's. So he looks like he's got a cool dad.
Yeah.
And an entire lunchroom filled with children not speaking to one another. Dude, that's
you're not land the first of the dead. Person I've heard talk about that.
Let's we got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll continue this discussion because it is just that important. We'll do that right here on the Chad Hartman Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. Yeah, it is. The Styles Financial.com talk and text line never lets me down. As one of our listeners reminds me, hey, monks have been raw dogging it for centuries. These kids are posers.
I think that's accurate. That's one of the most accurate things I've heard in the last 3 weeks.
Do you think there is just some, I don't know, what do they call those places where monks hang out?
A monastery?
Is there just some monastery with a bunch of angry monks walking around in silent repose because these kids are raw dogging it and they've been, they're the kings of raw dogging. Yeah.
Do they even know about it?
Probably.
How would they find out?
They seem very tapped in.
Okay.
Yeah, God probably alerts him through carrier pigeon or something.
Hey, fellas, you'll never guess what the kids are doing now.
These kids.
They're imposing on what you've been doing for ages.
That is crazy. I like it, though. I like it. Yeah, so I think we've officially beaten the raw dog story to death. There's not much more to chat about. Thank you. Did you see? I said chat about.
Yeah, I heard.
I threw that in there because it's Chad Hartman Show. was Chad Hartman's show. Let's go. How about this? Nightmare time, right? Nightmares for people in like three or four states are about to happen. Thankfully, Minnesota is not part of this reign of terror. But I'm telling you this as a good neighbor. I'm letting you know that if you are planning on traveling soon, Dave Harrigan, you and your brood of children and their only car using tablet ways.
It's just two of them.
You want to avoid this. Tarantulas. Thousands upon thousands of tarantulas are currently migrating across Colorado, drawing attention for both enthusiasts. I didn't even know that there were such things as tarantula enthusiasts until I read this article. And those wary of the large spiders. I would think they'd be very aware of this story.
Yes, I think they're getting out of Dodge.
It's the annual migration, which typically peaks in late summer, and it involves male tarantulas searching for mates.
Mm-hmm.
While the sight of so many tarantulas may be alarming, experts emphasize, don't worry about it, you're not a female tarantula. You have nothing to fear.
Yes, you do.
I think so, too.
How about every one of those tarantulas?
Yeah, right? Especially when there's thousands of them.
Uh-huh.
While the sight of so many tarantulas may be alarming, experts emphasize that these spiders are not dangerous to humans. I mean, don't get bit by one, but they're not dangerous to humans. The migration offers a unique opportunity for nature lovers to observe these little creatures in the wild, particularly in areas like La Junta. They got some good press, good PR people in the tarantula realm. How can we spin this to sound good? If you're an avid outdoorsman, come watch them migrate. That seems like a lot of, they're really trying to put the shine on this penny, don't you think?
Yes, they are.
Well, tarantulas in Texas just finished their mating season, so it's safe to go there now. Okay. Tarantulas in Colorado, Kansas, and New Mexico are going to be venturing out of their homes in search of love. Starting now, Dave.
Now I've learned something.
Yeah.
I assume
you're welcome.
Tarantulas were Texas makes sense.
Right.
New Mexico makes sense. I was thinking Southwest.
Arizona.
Yes, desert.
Right.
That seems like tarantula country to me.
Uh-huh.
Colorado and Kansas.
Yeah.
Check those states off my list.
Yeah.
You're done.
You know who else says no thanks? Susie Joe. She says tarantulas marching. No. Just no.
No.
Yeah, and it comes from the wild one. I think that's Susie Joe.
I think it is.
Yeah.
It must be. I'm not an arachnophobic individual.
You're not?
I don't like
But if them. You looked out the window and like the entire street was covered in tarantulas?
I would not like that.
Would you just DoorDash your food over? Or would you cut across the street to the restaurant for your dinner?
It'd be kind of a jerk move, wouldn't it? Calling for delivery.
That's why DoorDash exists, for jerks that just don't want to go out in the bad weather or while watching the football game.
Listen, you might get killed by all the tarantulas, but I really need my chicken Florentine.
Yeah. Could I get them? I'd like those chicken wings double basted, please. God, that's horrible. Yeah, so there's tarantulas. So if you're heading to Colorado, Kansas, and New Mexico, just think it through.
How about just wait?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, let's go when it's not tarantula season.
That would
season.
Be okay. Wait till the fall.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, wait.
And also just don't go to Kansas.
No. Why? Arizona, you know what? I go to Arizona. I was out there visiting Tombstone. Do you know what they carry around with them at night? They carry the blacklight flashlights so that they can aim them at the ground and illuminate all the scorpions. So that, did you know that they glow under blacklight?
I did not know that.
I'm teaching you so much today. So much.
Yes, I'm learning.
Yeah. I'm giving back to the community. It's what I do. And, yeah, so under ultraviolet light, under the black light, they glow.
Ooh. That sounds
and
beautiful.
That, it sounds cool till you're out there and you turn on a flashlight and you realize you're just surrounded by scorpions.
Everywhere.
That was terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they're like, hey, you're in our hotel, but make sure to put your shoes up high and then shake them out before you put them on.
Oh, I don't want the...
Right.
I don't want to be a
Screw
part of that.
History, Tombstone. I'm leaving. Right.
Let's head back north.
I was in the doors, and I took my shoes off, and they're like, whoa, put them up high, and then shake them out before you put them on.
Oh.
Yeah.
And what do you do then when one comes out?
I just took them off and left them outside.
Yes. Yeah. Just throw the shoes out the window.
Exactly. I bang them over the bed where the kids are. Look. Let's see who can catch the first one. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more on News Talk 830 WCCO. Just going to ask listeners around the world to just send prayers out to Chad Hartman, who can't be with us today. in hopes that he does better in the back nine than he did the front nine.
That's probably a real struggle right now for him.
I know. It's warm out there.
Mm-hmm.
It could be getting parched.
Probably is getting parched.
Or do you think he's raw dogging it? Is he just playing it through with no refreshments?
No stop at the turn.
No sunglasses.
Drink cart comes along. No, no.
No, no.
Not for me today.
Let's. You know, we should do that. Raw dogging for WCCO, where we all go golfing. We walk with our bags.
Mm-hmm.
No drinks. And we see who's the first to fall. We just take bets like turtle races. I won't make it far.
No, I don't. No. I'm not going to bet on you to make it to the turn.
No, that heat's going to be. I'm going to be in the water, sitting in a water trap, water hazard somewhere. Just, I'm done. I'm done, Dave. We're not at the first hole. Shut up, Dave. You don't know me. Can't take the heat. I'm not good in the heat.
No,
it's hard to tell. I'm very. It's this lunar glow of mine that offsets people. They don't know. Hey, you kind of have a tan, or do I? It's just putting off that white intensity so much that your eyes can't adjust focus.
Yes.
Yeah.
Get the white balance going here.
Yep. That's the way it works. California mom tests the limits of Costco's return policy by trying to take back a three-year-old couch that her son drew on.
Excuse me?
What part of the headline did not come through understandable for you?
3 years?
3 years.
Drawn on?
Yeah. Yeah. First of all, you got to read the fine print. Some of them tell you that, hey, you've got like 3 years and it's stain repellent and tear repellent and all of these things. And she has tears showing up on the couch. I know it's hard to believe with a child that draws on your couch, you might have tears, but it's true.
Mm, could they be jumping on it perhaps?
Maybe. And so you take it back. Do, 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 do. Take it back. Right?
You okay with this?
I'm okay with it, actually. Because you know why? Because I've been burned by so many crap furniture manufacturers. You think when you're buying something out of the back of a truck in an alley that some guy bought an extra of, you're going to get a good deal. You don't. You don't.
Well, I wouldn't have guessed that. That's where quality comes from.
That's what I thought.
The back of an alley.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there's been some stores I bought furniture in, and like within a year, it's collapsing on itself. And I'm not bouncing on it. I'm not grilling on it. Rarely ever color on it, but I can't figure it out, and they just fall apart. Stuff is not made like it once was. I think I told you one of the last times I was here, my dad just like replaced the refrigerator and the oven in his house that were there when we bought it 50 years ago.
Yeah,
he just now replaced them, and I'm sure he'll have to replace these in 5 or 6 years.
Well, appliance manufacturers are upfront in saying, 10 years, we hope.
Yeah. I've gone through, since I bought my house 7 years ago, I'm on my third set of washer and dryers.
You must wash a lot of clothes.
So many clothes. So many clothes. I have so many kids, and it's just we're constantly doing loads of laundry. And now that they've moved out, they bring baskets over. Dad, you do it so good, and I like the way you fold. And then when they start applying to my ego, of course I'm going to wash their clothes better than anybody and fold it. I'm going to do the
job.
You're
going to fold for them too.
I will fold
it. What a father you are.
I am. I like to consider myself a pretty good dad.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, so I fold their laundry. I keep all the change. I tell them. I keep whatever I find in the pockets. Sometimes, Dave, I'm bringing home twos of dollars
a week. It's going to feel good.
It feels good because
it's
like lost money I didn't know I had.
Mm-hmm.
And it's there. It's in my pocket. So this lady, she bought a couch 3 years ago from Costco, and she brought it back. Not quite as strange as the woman who brought back their mattress after 5 years. They owned a mattress, brought it back to Costco.
That's also unacceptable.
You would think. But again, shouldn't your mattress last more than 5 years? You know, there's these mattresses that are like, oh, they don't dent anymore. You don't get that divot in them from laying because you're going to buy this more expensive mattress that has the topper that doesn't do that, and it evenly distributes weight throughout. And I'm replacing beds every 5 years easily. And I'm not that big a guy.
So if we're talking furniture, if we're talking couches, we're talking mattresses, what does a retailer have to do?
Do they have to start building good furniture again that lasts?
That might help.
It's not made of press board, which I'm pretty sure is held together by the tears of migrant children.
I mean,
I read that online somewhere.
It still might be very effective.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter where they get it from.
The press
if it works,
horrible.
It works.
That's, like my dad has a couch that he bought in like 73 that is still fully functioning as a couch. The cushions haven't lost their cushiony ways. And he wasn't the guy that wrapped everything in plastic. Mm-hmm. So his couch was fine and it was durable and it's heavy. And it has never moved from the position it was put in when it was first put in the house in 73.
So you're saying we've lost our ability to make a proper cushion in this country.
And
perhaps
frame,
around the world.
Framing. Yeah, the framing. If you ever see a piece of furniture, strip it of its tarp, and you'll see it's just like really non-sustainable, cheap wood.
Probably violating their return policy there.
You got to read. That's why I said read the fine print and what they accept back. But I think you should test this furniture. You should have a good idea of what it looks like inside. Why don't they do like those half cut where you can see like the recliner, it's been cut in half. And so that way you can see the kind of cushioning it's using, the kind of wood, the springs. Is that asking too much?
I don't think so.
So
I think you could do that.
Bringing it back after 3 years. I love the fact that they're not fighting the return policy aspect of it. But she kept trying to call in. They're like, oh, yeah, we're not today. We're not accepting return furniture. Are there days of the week?
That's got to be on Tuesday between 2:30 and 2:37.
Yes. And if you see more than three cars here, just pull away and come back next Tuesday.
No chance.
Yeah, I don't. I think it's strange. But I think that we should get more value for the items that we buy. You know, not a lot of technology. Do you ever get rooked into you buy a piece of technology, you buy the extended 5-year warranty, something happens, you turn it in, you give them that receipt showing you have the, and then there's, of course, the one thing that went wrong with it is the one thing not covered by the extended warranty. And they say it's a full extended warranty. When you call it a full extended warranty, expect it to be a full extended warranty.
You'd want it to be full and extended?
Yes,
is that what you're saying?
Both.
Yeah, that's why you don't buy the full extended warranty, Dave.
No?
No.
It's a sucker's bet?
They're trying to get you. There's a reason they sell it, because they make money on it.
Get you at the drive-thru. They get you on the extended warranties. Damn it.
I mean, let's be honest. If you're buying furniture at Costco,
mm-hmm.
you're probably not buying your top-of-the-line furniture. They're
what?
Not exactly known as a
furniture destination. I thought they're getting it in bulk from Lazy Boy, so they're getting better prices. Mm. They're passing on to me.
That's what they're doing?
No?
I don't think that's what they're doing.
Huh.
They might have some decent items if they're lightly used. They might last for a very long time.
They're selling lightly used furniture?
No, I'm saying if you are using it lightly in your home, if you're not having a rambunctious child who is likely jumping and drawing on the furniture, perhaps you might need to invest in something that is a little bit more spendy, I understand. But perhaps you could make the assumption then, or maybe even more an assumption, just know that you're paying for a little bit more quality.
My
3 years. Sorry.
My buddy's mom bought a used hide-a-bed couch back in like 83.
Oh,
their garage sale.
Hide-a-bed. Just
right?
Terrible. Just
and,
a terrible
right.
item.
But no, I love them. I was a big fan. So we helped carry the 400-pound hide-a-bed couch and put it in the truck and take it home and put it in her house. And we noticed it was like a weird smell. But we couldn't pinpoint. It wasn't really coming from the couch, but it was in the vicinity. And then it just went away, and we thought, oh, that's weird. You know, maybe it was just a gas leak. I don't know. Maybe a month or two later, I'm going to spend the night, and they pull out the couch.
Scorpions.
Somebody's cat was eternal resting in the mattress. So poor Phoebe. People have been looking for Phoebe for years. Mm. She was folded up in the couch. So I moved her over, and I slept really well that night. Unbelievably well. Is that wrong? Let's take our final break. We'll come back right after this. It's time for your Lindus Construction time check. It is 2:52 p.m. Time to get a complimentary roof inspection and get free installation labor on GAF asphalt shingles. Big news breaking. I couldn't believe it. I don't know if you know this about me, Dave Harrigan, but when I see a headline pop up on TV, I pull it up to check it, to double check my sources on a different site. And lo and behold, this one turned out to be true. Did you know that, remember poor Kanye West, poor Kanye West, his career just took a nosedive in 2022 when he was going to go DEFCON 3. And DEFCON 3 is what he planned on Jewish people. Well, we finally found the problem here, buddy, and it's not Kanye.
No?
No.
Never is.
Turns out that Kanye West said he was drinking Hennessy when he was posting anti-Semitic tweets. The Hennessy, in fact, turned him anti-Semitic.
Is that what that does?
Is there a civil suit in that? Is that a criminal suit? Do you sue Hennessy? Because, listen, on the side, it warns you about birth defects. It warns you about liver damage. Yep. It warns you about so many things. But hating an entire population of people? That seems – I didn't know that. I would think that they should put that on the label if that is, in fact, a possible outcome of drinking it.
You'd think they would be on top of that? You think the FDA?
FDA, would somebody.
Certainly want that on information on there, and I would assume they would be aware of it by now.
Or is that – are we just getting too politically correct here at this point? Are we just like – we can't warn people about everything, Dave. I would think that might be an important thing to warn people about.
That might be a big one.
Do you think this is a stretch?
Particularly at this point in time. No, yeah. I think that should certainly be added.
Should we forgive Ye now that we know the truth, that it's the Hennessy, the dirty, dirty Hennessy that turned him this anti-Semitic way? Do you think since he's given it up, is he less anti-Semitic? there's no report on that.
Well, I mean, they didn't just bring it out of him.
Mm-hmm.
They made him anti-Semitic, the Hennessy.
In a newly surfaced 2022 interview with Candace Owens, West, now known as Ye, admitted he was drinking when he posted several anti-Semitic tweets in October of that year. These tweets sparked controversy and led to significant business losses for him. I definitely was drinking when I put up the Death Con tweet, he told Owens at the 1 hour, 6 minute, and 37 second mark of the video. You know whose liquor I was drinking? I want to say alcohol I had inside me, he asked her. Hennessy, it turns out.
Sure.
Literally, the demons come in when you drink Hennessy, he says. Do you think that flip it around, could Hennessy sue him? Because that seems like defamation.
I think they...
Or libel or slander, whichever one fits.
I think they're going to say, you know, you could have said I was drinking. You didn't exactly have to put our name in the middle of that yay.
Huh.
You know, I saw him interviewed by Letterman on his Netflix show.
Sure.
And it was probably 3-4 years ago by now. And I went into it thinking, why would Dave want to interview Kanye West of all people? The whole point of this show is it's, you know, Dave can interview who he wants to interview now. Sure. He doesn't have to do the latest actors that are just trying to pitch a movie. You know, he can talk to the people that he finds interesting. And so I watched this with as much of an open mind as I could. And as I was watching Kanye speak on topic after topic, there were points where I would think, wow, that's really interesting. This fellow's a lot deeper than I gave him credit for. And then without fail, 20 seconds later at each point, he would say something very stupid. And I went, yep, okay, that's why I thought what I did. Thank you for confirming it.
Thank you for confirming it,
Ye. Yeah. Well done.
Huh. I wonder if Jason DeRusha is aware of Hennessy's secondary problems, that it could cause anti-Semitic rants.
Apparently.
Well, apparently, yeah. I mean, that's what the quote is.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's specific to Hennessy, but the class of
are you saying all alcohol is anti-Semitic?
I mean,
wow, that seems like a
can't rule it out.
You're right. Here's an idea. I'm going to throw it out there.
All right.
If you're drinking heavily,
yeah.
Maybe don't. Just going to ask listeners around the world to just send prayers out to Chad Hartman, who can't be with us today, in hopes that he does better in the back nine than he did the front nine.
That's probably a real struggle right now for him.
I know. It's warm out there.
Mm-hmm.
It could be getting parched.
Probably is getting parched.
Or do you think he's raw dogging it? Is he just playing it through with no refreshments?
No stop at the turn.
No sunglasses.
Drink cart comes along. No. Not for me today.
You know what we should do that? Raw dogging for WCCO, where we all go golfing. We walk with our bags.
Mm-hmm.
No drinks. And we see who's the first to fall. We just take bets like turtle races. I won't make it far.
No, I don't. I'm not going to bet on you to make it to the turn.
that heat's going to be. I'm going to be in the water, sitting in a water trap, water hazard somewhere. Just, I'm done, Dave. We're not at the first hole. Shut up, Dave. You don't know me. I can't take the heat. I'm not good in the heat.
No,
it's hard to tell. I'm very. It's this lunar glow of mine that offsets people. They don't know. Hey, you kind of have a tan. Or do I? It's just putting off that white intensity so much that your eyes can't adjust focus.
Yes.
Yeah.
Get the white balance going here.
Yep. That's the way it works. California mom tests the limits of Costco's return policy by trying to take back a three-year-old couch that her son drew on.
Excuse me?
What part of the headline did not come through understandable for you?
3 years?
3 years.
Drawn on?
Yeah. Yeah. First of all, you got to read the fine print. Some of them tell you that, hey, you've got like 3 years and it's stain repellent and tear repellent and all of these things. And she has tears showing up on the couch. I know it's hard to believe with a child that draws on your couch, you might have tears, but it's true.
Mm, could they be jumping on it, perhaps?
Maybe. And so you take it back. Do-do-do-do. Take it back. Right?
You okay with this?
I'm okay with it, actually. Because you know why? Because I've been burned by so many crap furniture manufacturers. You think when you're buying something out of the back of a truck in an alley that some guy bought an extra of, you're going to get a good deal. You don't. You don't.
Well, I wouldn't have guessed that. That's yeah. where quality comes from.
That's what I thought.
The back of an alley.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there's been some stores I bought furniture in, and like within a year, it's collapsing on itself. And I'm not bouncing on it. I'm not grilling on it. Rarely ever color on it, but I can't figure it out. And they just fall apart. Stuff is not made like it once was. I think I told you one of the last times I was here, my dad just like replaced the refrigerator and the oven in his house that were there when we bought it 50 years ago.
Yeah.
He just now replaced them. And I'm sure he'll have to replace these in 5 or 6 years.
Well, appliance manufacturers are upfront and saying,
yeah,
10 years, we hope.
Yeah. I've gone through, since I bought my house 7 years ago, I'm on my third set of washer and dryers.
You must wash a lot of clothes.
So many clothes. So many clothes. I have so many kids, and it's just we're constantly doing loads of laundry. And now that they've moved out, they bring baskets over. Dad, you do it so good, and I like the way you fold. And then when they start applying to my ego, of course I'm going to wash their clothes better than anybody and fold it. You know I'm going to do the
job. You're going to fold for them, too.
I will fold
it. What a father you are.
I am. I like to consider myself a pretty good dad.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, so I fold their laundry. I keep all the change. I tell them. I keep whatever I find in the pockets. Sometimes, Dave, I'm bringing home twos of dollars
a week. It's going to feel good.
It feels good because
yeah,
it's like lost money I didn't know I had.
Mm-hmm.
And it's there. It's in my pocket. So this lady, she bought a couch 3 years ago from Costco, and she brought it back. Not quite as strange as the woman who brought back their mattress after 5 years. They owned a mattress, brought it back to Costco.
That's also unacceptable.
You would think. But again, shouldn't your mattress last more than 5 years? You know, there's these mattresses that are like, oh, they don't dent anymore. You don't get that divot in them from laying because you're going to buy this more expensive mattress that has the topper that doesn't do that, and it evenly distributes weight throughout. And I'm replacing beds every 5 years easily. And I'm not that big a guy.
So if we're talking furniture here, if we're talking couches, we're talking mattresses, what does a retailer have to do?
Do they have to start building good furniture again that lasts?
That might help.
It's not made of press board, which I'm pretty sure is held together by the tears of migrant children.
I
read that online somewhere.
It still might be very effective.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter where they get it from.
The press
board's
horrible.
It works.
Like my dad has a couch that he bought in like 73 that is still fully functioning as a couch. The cushions haven't lost their cushiony ways. And he wasn't the guy that wrapped everything in plastic.
Mm-hmm.
So his couch was fine, and it was durable, and it's heavy, and it has never moved from the position it was put in when it was first put in the house in 73.
So you're saying we've lost our ability to make a proper cushion in this country
and
perhaps
frame,
around the world.
Framing. Yeah, the framing. If you ever see a piece of furniture, strip it of its tarp, and you'll see it's just like really non-sustainable cheap wood.
Probably violating their return policy there.
You got to read. That's why I said read the fine print and what they accept back. But I think you should test this furniture. You should have a good idea of what it looks like inside. Why don't they do like those half cut where you can see like the recliner, it's been cut in half. And so that way you can see the kind of cushioning it's using, the kind of wood, the springs. Is that asking too much?
I don't think so. So I think you could do that.
Bringing it back after 3 years. I love the fact that they're like, they're not fighting the return policy aspect of it. But she kept trying to call in. They're like, oh, yeah, we're not today. We're not accepting return furniture. Are there days of the week?
That's got to be on Tuesday between 2:30 and 2:37.
Yes. And if you see more than three cars here, just pull away and come back next Tuesday.
No chance.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I think it's strange. But I think that we should get more value for the items that we buy. You know, not a lot of technology. Do you ever get rooked into you buy a piece of technology, you buy the extended 5-year warranty, something happens, you turn it in, you give them that receipt showing you have the, and then there's, of course, the one thing that went wrong with it is the one thing not covered by the extended warranty. And they say it's a full extended warranty. When you call it a full extended warranty, expect it to be a full extended warranty.
You'd want it to be full and extended?
Yes,
is that what you're saying?
Both.
Yeah, that's why you don't buy the full extended warranty, Dave.
No?
No.
It's a sucker's bet?
They're trying to get you. There's a reason they sell it, because they make money on it.
Get you at the drive-thru. They get you on the extended warranties. Damn it.
I mean, let's be honest. If you're buying furniture at Costco, you're probably not buying your top-of-the-line furniture. They're not exactly known as a furniture
destination. I thought they're getting it in bulk from Lazy Boy, so they're getting better prices. Mm. They're passing on to me.
That's what they're doing?
No.
I don't think that's what they're doing. They might have some decent items if they're lightly used. They might last for a very long time.
They're selling lightly used furniture?
No, I'm saying if you are using it lightly in your home, if you're not having a rambunctious child who is likely jumping and drawing on the furniture, perhaps you might need to invest in something that is a little bit more spendy. I understand. But perhaps you could make the assumption then, or maybe even more an assumption, just know that you're paying for a little bit more quality.
My
3 years. Sorry.
My buddy's mom bought a used hide-a-bed couch back in like 83.
Oh,
the garage sale.
Hide-a-bed. Just terrible. Just a terrible item.
But no, I love them. I was a big fan. So we helped carry the 400-pound hide-a-bed couch and put it in the truck and take it home and put it in her house. And we noticed it was like a weird smell. But we couldn't pinpoint. It wasn't really coming from the couch, but it was in the vicinity. And then it just went away, and we thought, oh, that's weird. Well, maybe it was just a gas leak. I don't know. Maybe a month or two later, I'm going to spend the night, and they pull out the couch.
Scorpions.
Somebody's cat was eternal resting in the mattress. So poor Phoebe. People have been looking for Phoebe for years. Mm. She was folded up in the couch. So I moved her over, and I slept really well that night. Unbelievably well. Is that wrong? Let's take our final break. We'll come back right after this. It's time for your Lindus Construction time check. It is 2:52 p.m. Time to get a complimentary roof inspection and get free installation labor on GAF asphalt shingles. Big news breaking. I couldn't believe it. I don't know if you know this about me, Dave Harrigan, but when I see a headline pop up on TV, I pull it up to check it, to double check my sources on a different site. And lo and behold, this one turned out to be true. Did you know that, remember poor Kanye West, poor Kanye West, his career just took a nosedive in 2022 when he was going to go DEFCON 3. And DEFCON 3 is what he planned on Jewish people. Well, we finally found the problem here, buddy, and it's not Kanye.
No?
No.
Never is.
Turns out that Kanye West said he was drinking Hennessy when he was posting anti-Semitic tweets. The Hennessy, in fact, turned him anti-Semitic.
Is that what that does?
Is there a civil suit in that? Is that a criminal suit? Do you sue Hennessy? Because, listen, on the side, it warns you about birth defects. It warns you about liver damage. Yep. It warns you about so many things. But hating an entire population of people? That seems I didn't know that. I would think that they should put that on the label if that is, in fact, a possible outcome of drinking it.
You'd think they would be on top of that? You think the FDA?
FDA,
would
somebody.
Certainly want that on information on there, and I would assume they would be aware of it by
or
now.
Or is that, are we just getting too politically correct here at this point? Are we just like, we can't warn people about everything, Dave? I would think that might be an important thing to warn people about.
That might be a big one.
Do you think this is a
stretch? Particularly at this point in time, no. Yeah. I think that should certainly be added.
Should we forgive Ye now that we know the truth, that it's the Hennessy, the dirty, dirty Hennessy that turned him this anti-Semitic way? Do you think since he's given it up, is he less anti-Semitic? There's no report on that.
Well, I mean, they didn't just bring it out of him.
Mm-hmm.
They made him anti-Semitic.
Yeah,
the Hennessy.
In a newly surfaced 2022 interview with Candace Owens, West, now known as Ye, admitted he was drinking when he posted several anti-Semitic tweets in October of that year. These tweets sparked controversy and led to significant business losses for him. "I definitely was drinking when I put up the Death Con tweet," he told Owens at the 1 hour, 6 minute, and 37 second mark of the video. You know whose liquor I was drinking? I want to say alcohol I had inside me," he asked her. "Hennessy. Hennessy, it turns out."
Sure.
"Literally, the demons come in when you drink Hennessy," he says. Do you think that flip it around, could Hennessy sue him? Because that seems like defamation.
I think they...
Or libel or slander, whichever one fits.
I think they're going to say, you could have said I was drinking. You didn't exactly have to put our name in the middle of that yay.
Huh.
I saw him interviewed by Letterman on his Netflix show.
Sure.
And it was probably 3 or 4 years ago by now. And I went into it thinking, why would Dave want to interview Kanye West, of all people? The whole point of this show is Dave can interview who he wants to interview now.
Sure.
He doesn't have to do the latest actors that are just trying to pitch a movie. He can talk to the people that he finds interesting. And so I watched this with as much of an open mind as I could. And as I was watching Kanye speak on topic after topic, there were points where I would think, wow, that's really interesting. This fellow's a lot deeper than I gave him credit for.
Mm.
And then without fail, 20 seconds later, at each point, he would say something very stupid.
Mm.
And I went, yep, okay, that's why I thought what I did. Thank you for confirming it.
Thank you for confirming it,
yay. Yeah. Well done.
Huh. I wonder if Jason DeRusha is aware of Hennessy's secondary problems, that it could cause anti-Semitic rants.
Apparently.
Well, apparently, yeah. I mean, that's what the quote is.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's specific to Hennessy, but the class of
are you saying all alcohol is anti-Semitic?
I mean,
wow, that seems like a
can't rule it out.
You're right. Here's an idea. I'm going to throw it out there.
All right.
If you're drinking heavily, maybe don't text, don't tweet, and don't call your ex. Those should be the three don'ts.
Or do, because then you reveal your true identity, as maybe Kanye has. Can we blame Hennessy for the number of times you said raw dogging on this show? Like, it just absolutely...
No, but wild cherry Pepsi's
not sure I've been as uncomfortable listening to Noon to Three as I was today.
Oh, yes, you have.
It could be worse. I could be standing next to you during your entire show talking about raw dogging.
It's just horrifying.
Stay tuned. Horrifying. Jason DeRusha is next. Thanks, Chad. It's time for your Lindis Construction time check. It is 2:52 p.m. Time to get a complimentary roof inspection and get free installation labor on GAF asphalt shingles. Big news breaking. I couldn't believe it. I don't know if you know this about me, Dave Harrigan, but when I see a headline pop up on TV, I pull it up to check it, to double check my sources on a different site. And lo and behold, this one turned out to be true. Did you know that, remember poor Kanye West, poor Kanye West, his career just took a nosedive in 2022 when he was going to go DEF CON 3. And DEF CON 3 is what he planned on Jewish people. Well, we finally found the problem here, buddy, and it's not Kanye.
No?
No.
Never is.
Turns out that Kanye West said he was drinking Hennessy when he was posting anti-Semitic tweets. The Hennessy, in fact, turned him anti-Semitic.
Is that what that does?
Is there a civil suit in that? Is that a criminal suit? Do you sue Hennessy? Because, listen, on the side, it warns you about birth defects. It warns you about liver damage.
Yep.
It warns you about so many things. But hating an entire population of people? That seems, I didn't know that. I would think that they should put that on the label if that is, in fact, a possible outcome of drinking it.
You'd think they would be on top of that? You think the FDA?
FDA,
would
somebody.
Certainly want that on information on there, and would assume they would be aware of it by now.
Or is that, are we just getting too politically correct here at this point? Are we just like, we can't warn people about everything, Dave? I would think that might be an important thing to warn people about.
That might be a big one.
Do you think this is
particularly at this point in time? Now, I think that should certainly be added.
Should we forgive Ye now that we know the truth, that it's the Hennessy, the dirty, dirty Hennessy that turned him this anti-Semitic way? Do you think since he's given it up, is he less anti-Semitic? There's no report on that.
Well, I mean, they didn't just bring it out of him.
Mm-hmm.
They made him anti-Semitic.
Yeah.
The Hennessy.
In a newly surfaced 2022 interview with Candace Owens, West, now known as Ye, admitted he was drinking when he posted several anti-Semitic tweets in October of that year. These tweets sparked controversy and led to significant business losses for him. "I definitely was drinking when I put up the Death Con tweet," he told Owens at the 1 hour, 6 minute, and 37 second mark of the video. You know whose liquor I was drinking? I want to say alcohol I had inside me," he asked her. Hennessy, it turns out.
Sure.
"Literally, the demons come in when you drink Hennessy," he says. Do you think that flip it around, could Hennessy sue him? Because that seems like defamation.
I think they...
Or libel or slander, whichever one
fits. I think they're going to say, you could have said I was drinking. You didn't exactly have to put our name in the middle of that Ye.
Huh.
You know, I saw him interviewed by Letterman on his Netflix show.
Sure.
And it was probably 3 or 4 years ago by now. And I went into it thinking, why would Dave want to interview Kanye West, of all people? The whole point of this show is Dave can interview who he wants to interview now.
Sure.
He doesn't have to do the latest actors that are just trying to pitch a movie. You know, he can talk to the people that he finds interesting. And so I watched this with as much of an open mind as I could. And as I was watching Kanye speak on topic after topic, there were points where I would think, wow, that's really interesting. This fellow's a lot deeper than I gave him credit for.
Mm.
And then without fail, 20 seconds later, at each point, he would say something very stupid.
Mm.
And I went, yep, okay, that's why I thought what I did. Thank you for confirming it.
Thank you for confirming it, Ye.
Yeah. Well done.
Huh. I wonder if Jason DeRusha is aware of Hennessy's secondary problems that it could cause anti-Semitic rants.
Not could. It does, texting. Apparently.
Well, apparently, yeah. I mean, that's what the quote is.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's specific to Hennessy, but the class of
are you saying all alcohol is anti-Semitic?
I mean,
wow, that seems like a
can't rule it out.
You're right. Let's maybe just here's an idea. I'm going to throw it out there.
All right.
If you're drinking heavily, maybe don't text, don't tweet, and don't call your ex. Those should be the three don'ts.
Or do, because then you reveal your true identity, as maybe Kanye has. Can we blame Hennessy for the number of times you said raw dogging on this show? Like, it just absolutely...
No, but wild cherry Pepsi's
not sure I've been as uncomfortable listening to Noon to Three as I was today.
Oh, yes, you have.
It could be worse. I could be standing next to you during your entire show talking about raw dogging.
Just horrifying.
Stay tuned. Horrifying. Jason DeRusha is next. Thanks, Chad.